Well, from this point forward, we're going to send out shorter emails and provide most of the information that we normally would in the email and the podcast. So pray with us today. And first, let's ask, what city was originally called Border Town because of its proximity to the San Bernardino County line? Later, it became Smithson Springs, then Desert Springs, but the post office got confused it with Desert Hot Springs, so it had to change again. Its new name became Pinyon Hills after the Pinyon Pines. So Lord, we lift up the churches and ministries in this community that they would experience a mighty move from you. We are praying for revival in the churches and ministries in Pinyon Hills. Lord, we thank you that in Joel 2:28 through 29, you said it will come about after this, that you will pour out your spirit on all mankind. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Old men will dream dreams. Young men will see visions. Even on male and female servants, you will pour out your spirit in those days. We ask, Father God, that you would begin to do that in Pinyon Hills. Pour out your spirit on all those people that are called by your name, that they would prophesy, they would dream dreams and see visions. We thank you that this town of 7,641 is located near Phelan, where there are more churches. We ask God, why are there only two churches in this town of almost 8,000? That we could find. We pray, Father, for more churches to rise up and to minister to this city. We ask, God, that you would put upon the hearts of intercessors, people who believe in you, that live in this community, to start claiming this town for Jesus. We seek you, Lord, for laborers to reach this demographic group. We pray for supportive ministries to help people in the high desert who are recovering from addictions or who are involved with them and abuse, and that they would be delivered by the power of the Holy Spirit and set free. We ask for ministries to rise up that would focus on finding ways for them to replace their physical cravings for Jesus instead and for his love. We pray for people to get involved and minister to others, especially those that have been set free, that they in turn will replicate. We pray for salvations. We pray for people to get baptized in water. We ask God that the pastors that are here might connect with the pastors in other communities and work together and pray and find ways to do outreaches to this area. Lift up the people and help them to unite in prayer and build bridges. May there be a spiritual awakening and revival in this community. We also ask God that there would be Bible studies in homes that would increase. For those that know you, they would have a boldness to preach the gospel and share their testimonies with those living there. We ask for signs and wonders to follow, just as the apostles did in Acts 4, after having been in jail overnight for sharing their faith. We pray for that same boldness and courage to go out and testify of Jesus and see God move in their midst. We also pray that people would have divine opportunities to share Jesus in both tangible and spiritual ways, that God, you would be glorified in this city. And we repent on behalf of those who are complacent, lukewarm, or cold, but yet call themselves by your name. We pray, God, you would put a fire under them, that there would be a revival in their lives and they would be transformed and the city reformed as a result. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.